Okay, we're on Chaf Tesam Abayz, the two dots. Shabbos Shechalav Tishah of Liyos Besocha, Asur Nesapar L'Chavis. The Mishnah said that, that the week in which Tishah falls, you're not allowed to get a haircut or to do laundry. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman says, Lo Shanu El L'Chavis V'Lilbosh. The Mishnah is only prohibiting a person from doing laundry and then wearing that clothing that you just laundered. Aval L'Chavis U'L'Haniach Mutter. But says Rav Nachman that if you want to do laundry and leave it until after Tisha B'Av, that's fine. You're allowed to do laundry during the Shavuot Shechalbo. You just can't do laundry and wear it. But if you want to do laundry and leave it, that's fine. That's Rav Nachman's opinion. But Rav Shesha says, no, you're not even allowed to do laundry and leave it. Not allowed to do laundry at all. Okay. Omar Rav Shesha's Teda. Rav Shesha says, I'll bring you a proof that you're not allowed to do laundry even if you're not planning to wear it until after Tisha B'Av. Debatlei Katsre de Bei Rav, that the Katsre de Bei Rav, which were the Rashi says that this was an Arabic word. They were the kofsim. These were like the laundromat of the people of Rav. So they would stop working totally during the Shavuot Shechalbo, even from laundry that would be left. So you see from the fact that the Bei Rav they shut down the laundry room totally, so you see that I'm right, that you're not even allowed to do laundry and to leave it. Okay? Rashi brings another pshat, the katsrei. So the first pshat is that katsrei means, in Arabic, means like a laundromat or launderers. The second pshat is that katsrei, they called them katsrei because they used to shorten clothes when you wash them, so they shrink. So that's why they used to call them the katsrei. Okay. So now the Gemara asks Akasha. Mosi of Rav Hamnuna. So the Rav Hamnuna asks the following kasha. Ubechamishi mutarin mipnei kavod haShabbos. So the Mishnah said that on Thursday you're allowed to do laundry because of kavod Shabbos. So the Gemara says lamai. What's this talking about? Or the Bach's girsa is my mutarin. What are they allowed to do? Ilei malachabes vililbosh. So if you tell me that you're allowed to do laundry and wear it, right then on Thursday, right, meaning Thursday, you're allowed to do laundry and wear it. Asks the Gemara, my kavod Shabbos ikum. Well, what's the kavod Shabbos? Right? We're saying you're allowed to do laundry on Thursday of Shavuot Shechalbo because of kavod Shabbos. So if you're allowed to do laundry on Thursday and wear it on Thursday, then what's the kavod Shabbos? Ela lahaniach. So rather you're going to tell me that the kavod Shabbos is that you're allowed to do laundry and then you're allowed to leave it until after Tisha B'Av. Okay? Says the Gemara, but you see from the Mishnah that when is that mutter? It's only mutter ubechamishi hudeshari. It's only mutter on Thursday. Meaning on Thursday, you're allowed to do laundry and leave it for after Tisha B'Av. Right? You're allowed to do that. That's fine. Aval hashabbos kula aser. But you see that the rest of Shavuot Shechalbo, you're not allowed to do that. The rest of Shavuot Shechalbo, you're not allowed to do laundry and leave it. The only heter to do laundry and leave it is only on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. Right? Let's say Tisha B'Av is on Friday. So that means on Thursday you're allowed to do laundry, Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do laundry and leave it for Shabbos. Right? But that's it, but you can't do laundry and wear it then. And the rest of the week you can't do laundry even to leave it. So that's Rav Hamnuna's kasha on on Rav Nachman, who says that you're allowed to do laundry and wear it. So no, you can't do that. Okay. I'm sorry. This kasha is even a kasha on Rav Sheshes. This kasha is even a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says you're allowed to do laundry and leave it, right? He says no, you can't do laundry and leave it. The only heter to do laundry and leave it is only on Yom Chamishi because of Kavod Shabbos. But the rest of the week you're not allowed to do laundry and leave it. So the Gemara answers no. Le'olam lechabes v'lilbosh. No, really, the heter on Thursday is to do laundry and to wear it right then. So what's the heter? Why is that kavod Shabbos? Says the Gemara, ukeshein lo ela chaluk echad. We're talking about a person who only has one garment. You only own one shirt. That's all you have. Tiamar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, mishein lo ela chaluk echad, mutar lechabso b'cholo shel moed. A person who only has one garment is allowed to wash it, even on chol moed, even though generally chol moed, you're not allowed to do laundry. But since this person only has one garment, and if he doesn't wash it for a whole week, it's going to get disgusting. So therefore, he's allowed to wash it on Chol HaMoed. So too, this person is allowed to do laundry on Thursday. Okay? Meaning, because let's say Tisha B'Av is Friday. right? So if he wants to clean clothes for Shabbos, so he can't do laundry on Tisha B'Av, so the only time he's going to be able to do it is on Shavuot Shechavos. So he's allowed to do it and wear it, but it's really covered Shabbos for the Shabbos that's coming after Tisha B'Av. Okay? So that's the that's what we're talking about. That's why it's not a kasha on Rav Sheshes. Zokti Gemara Vaita. Itmar Nami, we have another statement. Amar Rabbi Binyamin, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Lo shanu el l'chabes v'lilbosh. When did we say it's usher to do kibbutz, it's usher to do laundry during Shavuot Shechabo? That's only to do laundry and to wear it. Aval l'haniach mutter. But to do laundry and to leave it, to fold it, to leave it in your drawer, that's mutter. Who's that like? That is like Rav Nachman. Right? That's like Rav Nachman. So here we have Rabbi Binyamin also agreed to Rav Nachman. Meisve, we have a kasha. Osur l'chabes lifnei Tisha B'Av. Afilu l'haniach l'achar Tisha B'Av. So we have a brisa mifureshes, an explicit brisa that says that you're like against Rav Nachman, like Rav Sheshes, that you're not allowed to do laundry during Shavuot Shechavo, even if it's to leave it, right? Even not to wear it, even if it's just to leave it in your drawers, you're not allowed to do laundry during Shavuot Shechavo. Continues the brisa. V'gihut shelonu kekibus shelahem. Very interesting line. The Gemara says, the Brisa says, that our gihuts, meaning our in Eretz Yisrael, okay? Our gihuts, what's gihuts? Gihuts is like pressing. Okay, imagine like dry cleaning, right? Where it's like a higher level of laundering. It's not just stam regular laundering. Regular laundering is called kibbutz. Gihuts is like dry cleaning. It's like pressing, right? It's like a higher level of laundering. So in Eretz Yisrael, our gihutz is like the kibbutz in Bavel. Right? They, meaning in Bavel, they used to do very good laundry. Right? So the stam laundry in Bavel is like the dry cleaning in Eretz Yisrael. Now that's what we're saying here. Okay? And therefore, so what's the idea? So basically the idea is that in Eretz Yisrael, where our laundry is a little bit worse, so we would not be able to do gihutz to leave it. But the shvach kibbutz that we do, the shvach laundry that we do in Eretz Yisrael, that would be okay. I mean, leaving it means that you're not wearing it during Shavuot Shechavo. You're just doing laundry and you're putting it in the drawers and you're going to wear it after Tisha B'Av. So again, we had a machlokas in the Braisa if you're allowed to do that in general, in Bavel. In Bavel, are you allowed to do laundry and just put it in your drawers, not wear it during Shavuot Shechavo? So that's a machlokas, right? So now we're saying that there's an opinion that says that in Eretz Yisrael, where the laundry is worse, it's not as high quality. Because the dry cleaning in Eretz Yisrael is like the basic laundry in Bavel. So that therefore there's an opinion that says that in Bavel, even though in Eretz Yisrael there's an opinion that says that you cannot do laundry and leave it and put it in the drawers, but in Eretz Yisrael you would be able to do that. For the regular laundry you'd be able to do that. For the dry cleaning you can't.
It's similar to the Hebrew word against, right?
Yeah.
So it's like to iron.
To iron, to press. Yeah. It's like pressing, yeah. Okay. Continues the Braisa. Who clay pishton ain bohem ishum gihutz. Also, we're just pointing out here that clay pishton, which are linen clothing, right? Linen garments. So they're not usser. The gihutz is not a problem with them, right? Gihutz does not accomplish the same thing with linen that it does with other things. So therefore, it's not a problem to iron or to press clay pishton. So that would be okay, even during Shavuot Shechavo. But the Gemara says this is a tiyufta. This is a tiyufta. Why? Because it says clearly in the Braisa that you're not allowed to do laundry during Shavuot Shechavo, afilu lahaniach. And afilu lahaniach, even just to put it in your drawers, not to wear it. So this is a kasha. This is a kasha on Rav Nachman, who said that you're allowed to do laundry and leave it. Right? There's a kasha, there's an explicit kasha on him. It's a tiyufta. Okay, continues the Gemara. Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Giyurei Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Afa pishamru klei pishton ein bohem mishum gihutz. Even though we said that linen clothing, that you can't really iron or press linen clothing, so there's no problem with it. Nevertheless, aval usur lelovshan b'shabbos shechal tishuv v'yos pesachos. Even though you're allowed to do the gihutz, you're allowed to press the linen garments because it doesn't really accomplish the same thing. Now, when you press linen, it's still, you know what linen is? Linen is like a little bumpy, right? So even if you iron it or you press it, it's still a little bumpy. It's not going to get like wool. You press it, it looks nice and crisp. Linen never really looks nice and crisp. It always looks a little ruffled. That's the look, exactly. So that's why we're saying that, that therefore you're allowed to press it during Shavuot Shechalbo. But says the Gemara that even though you're allowed to press it, you're not allowed to wear it. Once you press it, you're not allowed to wear it. Even though you're allowed to press it, you're not allowed to wear it. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav. So Rav says, Lo shanu ela lefanav. Rav says that this prohibition to wear freshly laundered garments during Shavuot Shechalbo, that's only during the week of Tisha B'Av, before Tisha B'Av occurs. However, aval acharav, but let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Wednesday, right? So that means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you can't wear freshly laundered clothing. But what about the week of Tisha B'Av, but it's after Tisha B'Av, Thursday, Friday, right? So those days, if it's after Tisha B'Av, then you're allowed to, right? Then you're allowed to. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel is very machmir. Shmuel says no. Shavuot Shechalbo, the prohibition of the week of Tisha B'Av, applies even after Tisha B'Av. Afilu la'acharav nami aser. Even after Tisha B'Av happens, it's still going to be aser. So the Gemara now asks Akasha Meisvei, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha, if you have a week that Tisha B'Av falls in that week, aser la'saper l'chaveis, you're not allowed to get a haircut or to do laundry. U'b'chamishim mutar b'nei kavod ha'shabbos. And Thursday is mutar because of kavod Shabbos. So the Gemara wants to know, Ketan, what's the case? Chali yos be'achar b'Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. Okay? Mutar l'chabes kol ha'shabbos kula. Then your Tisha B'Av is on Sunday. That means that after Sunday, you're allowed to do everything that week. You're allowed to do laundry and get haircuts that week after Tisha B'Av falls. B'sheni b'shlishi b'rvi u'b'chamishi. However, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I'm sorry. Not Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So then Lafan of Asr, the day before Tisha B'Av, namely Sunday, is going to be Asr. That's Shavuot Shechalbo, it's Asr. But La'achrav Mutr. But any days of the week after Tisha B'Av are going to be Mutr. Chalios Be'erev Shabbos. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday. So again, Mutr L'chabes B'chamishim B'nei Kavod HaShabbos. You're allowed to do laundry on Thursday, which is Erev Tisha B'Av because of Kavod Shabbos. Vimlo kibes b'chamishi b'shabbos. Let's say you forgot to do your laundry on Thursday, and now it's Tisha B'Av, and you realize you have no clean clothes for Shabbos. Says the Braisa, mutar l'chabes b'erev Shabbos min amincha l'mali. You're even allowed to do laundry, according to this Braisa, you're even allowed to do laundry on Tisha B'Av after mincha, min amincha l'mali, meaning in the late afternoon, you're allowed to do laundry on Tisha B'Av itself for Kavod Shabbos. We don't do this nowadays, but there is an opinion in the Braisa like that. We don't follow this. No, we don't do anything on Tisha B'Av. But there is an opinion that even on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to do it if you didn't do it on Erev Tisha B'Av.
What does it make a difference if someone does it and just doesn't wear it?
So that's what we're saying. Just the act of laundering itself is problematic. Because it's distracting from the avodas. That's the idea.
What about Thursday before Tisha B'Av? Can you shave with Kavod Shabbos?
During Shavuot Shechalbo? No. We don't do any of these things. No, we don't follow any of these things. Before, during Shavuot Shechalbo, you're not allowed to do anything. Oh. So the Gemara says... Fine. So this was... So this is brought as a kasha. Why? Because this Bryce is very clear that what's the status of after Tisha B'Av? Mutter. It's very clear from here that after Tisha B'Av, everything is mutter. Right after Tisha B'Av, there's no problems. We're only worried about the Shavuot Shechalbo before Tisha B'Av, but Shavuot Shechalbo after Tisha B'Av, because he holds that once Tisha B'Av falls in that week, like the whole week becomes a week of mourning, even after the days of Tisha B'Av. That's a chumrah. No, just the whole week. That week. Once the week is over, it's over.
So it falls on a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Still,
let's say Tisha B'Av falls on Wednesday. See, he says Thursday, Friday is also still awesome.
Let's say it falls out on.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
So the whole week would be awesome, according to him.
No, but the whole week before that
would
be
awesome. No. So then there's no real Shavuot Shechalbo beforehand. Right?
Why would not be if it's going up Sunday?
No, because Sunday is the first day of the week. Right? There is a question like that. Halacha l'maaseh, let's say Tisha falls out on Sunday. What do you do with Shavuot Shechalbo? Right? What do you do with Shavuot Shechalbo? Okay. Now, continues the Gemara. Let's go. Continues the Gemara. Let's go, guys. Come on. Don't get distracted. Continues the Gemara. Layit Allah Abaye. So Abaye would curse Abaye would curse this approach. He didn't like this approach.
Light means to curse,
yeah. Okay? What did he curse? So Rashi explains that he cursed a person who would do laundry on Tisha B'Av itself. Even for Kavod Shabbos, but he's doing laundry on Tisha B'Av itself, in the late afternoon, Abaye used to curse that kind of person. Right, he thought that was a terrible thing. He says, he didn't believe in this heter. He thought it was terrible that you're getting distracted on Tisha B'Av itself with laundry, even if it's for Kavod Shabbos. He thought it was a terrible thing. Okay, so La Yitala Abaye v'itema Rav Acha bar Yaakov aha. Some say Rav Acha bar Yaakov would curse this type of person.
It doesn't matter what time.
Doesn't matter. Tisha B'Av, any time on Tisha B'Av is a problem. Continues the Gemara. Chalios b'sheni. I'm sorry. Actually, continues the Braisa. That was like just a sidebar in the Braisa, but then that continues the Braisa. Chalios b'sheni uvecham. Chalios b'sheni. I'm sorry. You know what? This is going on. I'm sorry. This is the end of the Braisa. Chalios b'sheni uvechamishi. So what are we talking about here? Hold on. We're going back on what? Hold on. Chalios b'sheni. Uvechamishi korin shlosha umaftir echad shlishi uberevi. Okay. Oh yeah. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Here we go. Continues the Braisa. Chalios b'sheni uvechamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, so how do you lane? Korin shlosha, you lane three alios, umaftir echad. Okay, and the last aliyah of the three, it doesn't mean an additional maftir, but Rashi explains it means the last aliyah of the three is also maftir. Okay? Because we know that during the week we don't add more than three alios. Okay? Continues the Gemara, continues the Braisa. B'shlishi uberevi, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, so then, korei echad, you only lane one aliyah, umaftir echad, and that one aliyah is maftir. And obviously we don't do this nowadays. Whenever we lane during the week, we lane three aliyahs. But it used to be, excuse me, according to this Braisa, they would lane one aliyah. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says no. Le'olam, and this is how we follow, Le'olam korin shlosha umaftir echad. Rabbi Yossi says no. Even if it's Tuesday or Wednesday, you always lane three aliyos. You never lane less than three aliyos. This is how we paskin. We never lane less than three aliyos. You lane three aliyos, and the last one is maftir. Tiyuvta de Shmuel. Okay, so this whole Braisa is the Tiyuvta de Shmuel. Why? Because Shmuel says that the whole week has the status of Shavuot Shechavo even post Tisha B'Av. But you see very clearly from this Braisa, that's not true. Once Tisha B'Av is over, there's no more Shavuot Shechavo. Fine. Now, how does Shmuel answer this? Amar lecha Shmuel, so Shmuel will answer. Tanoihi. Now it's a machlokas tanoim. Why the Tanya? Because we have another braisa that says Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos. If you have Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, v'chein erev Tisha B'Av shechalios b'Shabbos. Or let's say you have Tisha B'Av that falls out on Friday. I'm sorry, no. Erev Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, meaning Tisha B'Av is Motzei Shabbos Sunday. What's the halacha? What do you observe? You do not observe Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. Ochel v'shoseh kol tzarko. You're allowed to eat whatever you want on Shabbos. You're allowed to drink whatever you want on Shabbos. Umala al shulchan afilu kesuda shlomo b'shaito. And you're allowed to make a big suda, even like Shlomo HaMelech, right? You're allowed to have a big suda on Shabbos. Okay, so if Shabbos is Tisha B'Av or Shabbos is erev Tisha B'Av, there's no restrictions on your eating and drinking. You're eating and drink as much as you want. You can have a big suda, no problem. We also the saper lechabes mirosh chodesh ve'aratainis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, but you're not allowed to do laundry to get a haircut from Rosh Chodesh until the fast. That means from the 9 days, the whole 9 days, right? Comes Rabbi Meir. There's a sheet that we haven't seen yet. Comes Rabbi Meir and says the whole 9 days are usher in haircuts and laundry. Rabbi Huda Omer kol chodesh kulo usher. Rabbi Huda says the whole month of Av, not even until Tisha B'Av, the whole month of Av, you're not allowed to get haircuts or do laundry. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Aser Ela Osa Shabbos Bilvad. Rav Shimon Gamliel says the whole week, right? The whole week. But it's clear that from Rav Shimon Gamliel that the whole week means even the week past Tisha B'Av, right? So if Tisha B'Av falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, the rest of the days of the week are still going to be Aser. So Shmuel says, I have a Tana that goes like me. So it's true you found the Braisa that goes against me, but this Tana that Rav Shimon Gamliel follows, that's my opinion. No, it means that week. Continues the Gemara of Tanya Yidach, we have another braisa. V'noheg evel merosh chodesh v'aratainis. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you have to act like you're in Avelus from Rosh Chodesh, from the whole 9 days. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol HaChodesh Kulo Aser, the whole month is Aser. Rosh Gamliel Omer, Eino Aser Ela Osa Shabbos Bilvad. Okay, so this, the only addition to, that this braisa says to what we just learned, was only about L'Saper L'Chabes, it was only about haircuts and laundry. Here it's expanding it to all the Nihuge Avelos. Again, obviously we don't follow, you know, all these opinions. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushlosh don mikra echa darshu. All three of these opinions learned it out from the same pasuk. What's that pasuk? D'chsiv, as the pasuk says in Hosea, V'yishbati kol misosa, that all of the joy was stopped. Chaga chodesha v'shabata, the holiday, the month, and the Shabbos. So mandom amir Rosh Chodesh v'aratainis, the one who learns that all these prohibitions are from the whole 9 days from Rosh Chodesh until Tisha B'Av. Mechaga, the he learns out from the word mechaga, from its holiday, right? So its holiday means from Rosh Chodesh until the holiday, until the moed. Umandemar kol haChodesh kulo, the one who says that the whole month is aser, mechadasha, he learns it out from the word mechadasha, from the month. Umandemar kol haShabbos kulo aser mishabata, he learns it out from the word mishabata in that pasuk. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rava says we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. V'yomar Rava halacha k'Rabbi Meir. But Rava also said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Well, how do you do that? How can Rava say the halacha is like two different opinions? Says the Gemara, v'tarvayu lekula. He's going lekula like two opinions, utzricha. And we need both of these opinions. D'yashmina halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Had he just said the halacha was like Rabbi Meir, hava amina filu mirosh chodesh, I would think that that means that, like, what does Rabbi Meir say? Rabbi Meir says the from Rosh Chodesh v'aratainis. So if I just said the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, I would think it's literally from Rosh Chodesh. Kamash malan halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Kamash malan halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that it's just Shavuot Shechaba. However, v'yashmin halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but if we pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, hava min afilu la'achrav, I would think that it's even Shavuot Shechaba after Tisha B'Av. Kamash malan halacha k'Rabbi Meir, that it ends at Tisha B'Av. So we're paskening like either, like both of them lakula, right? Meaning that the Avelos only begins that week, and the Avelos ends at Tisha B'Av. Right, so there's no Avelos before the week, and there's no Avelos after Tisha B'Av. So we're passing like these two opinions, Lekula, not something that we usually do, but in this case, Rava's taking the liberty to do that. Okay, continues the Gemara based on what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah told us, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam beis tafshilin. Right, the Gemara, the Mishnah said that on Erev Tisha B'Av you cannot eat two cooked foods. Okay. So let's see. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda lo shanu elam yishesh shavus ulamala. Rav Yehuda says, we're only talking about for after Chatzos on Erev Tisha B'Av, right? And for breakfast, you're allowed to eat whatever you want. After Chatzos, then we start to have some restrictions. You cannot eat two cooked foods together after Chatzos. Avam yishesh shavus ulamata, mutter. But if it's before the 6 hours, if it's during, you know, the first half of the day, then you're allowed. V'ram Rav Yehuda lo shanu elam besuda hamafsik ba. Rav Yehuda says, also, we're only talking about the Suda Mafsekes. We're not saying that throughout the day you can't eat two cooked foods. We just mean, at the Suda Mafsekes that you're eating after Chatzos, that you're not allowed, during that time you're not allowed to eat two cooked foods. But let's say you're eating the Suda Mafsekes later, and now after Chatzos I'm having lunch, then mutter, that's allowed. V'tarvayu lakula, and again we're going lakula for each one. Utsricha, we need both. D'yam ashme'inon v'suda hamafsik ba. Had Rabbi Yehuda just told me that you're not allowed to eat two cooked foods at the Suda Mafsekes, hava min afilu mishei shos ulamata, I would think that, let's say, even if you're eating your Suda Mafsekes in the morning, before Chatzos, I would think it's still also to eat two cooked foods. Kamash malon mishei shos ulamala. Now that's why he tells you it's only also after Chatzos. V'yashminan mishei shos ulamala. And had he told me that it was only also to eat two cooked foods after Chatzos, I would think that even if I'm eating lunch, not the Suda Mafsekes, after Chatzos it would be Aser. So that's why it's clear that the only Isra to eat two cooked foods is only at the Suda Mafsekes, which you are eating after Chatzos. But if you're eating the Suda Mafsekes before Chatzos, or if you're eating a different Suda after Chatzos, then this Isra of two cooked foods does not apply. You're allowed to eat as many cooked foods as you want. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Kalishna Basra. So we have a Tanya, we have a Brisa that goes like the Lishna Kamba, and we have a Brisa that goes like the Lishna Basra. So what are these two? What are these Brisos? Let's see. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kalishna Basra. We start with the last one. We have a brisa that goes with the like Kalishna Basra. What's that? The brisa says as follows: Hasoid Erev Tisha B'av, a person who's eating a seuda on Erev Tisha B'av, im asilis od seuda acheres, if he's going to eat another seuda, so this seuda is not the seuda mafsekes, mutar lechol basav lishtos yain, then you're no restrictions. You're allowed to eat meat, drink wine. Vim lav aser. But if this is your last seuda before Tisha B'av, then you're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine at this seuda. Also, lechol basav lishtos yain. Right? You're not allowed to eat meat and drink wine. That's the Tanya that goes like the Lishna Basra, that it all depends on the Suda Mafsekes. Tanya Kilishna Kama, but we have a Braisa that also goes like the Lishna Kama, that the focus is on Chatzos. What's that? What's that Braisa? Erev Tisha B'av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilim. If it's Erev Tisha B'av, a person should not eat two cooked dishes. Lo yochal basav lishtav yishtay yain, and you should not eat meat or drink wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Yeshane. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you just have to change something. We don't have to go so far to prohibit meat and wine and to prohibit two cooked foods. You should have to change something. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ketzad Mishane. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says you just have to change something. How do you change something? What is that supposed to mean? So im hayaragil echol shnei tavshilin yochal min echad. So if you normally ate two tavshilin, that you just eat one tavshil. And if you normally eat in a big party with 10 people, so then you eat in a smaller party of only 5 people. If you normally drink 10 cups of wine, just drink 5 cups of wine. When does this all apply, all these opinions? All these things only apply from 6 hours and on, meaning after Chatzos. But in the morning, before Chatzos, everything is mutter. Continues the Gemara. Tan Yidach, we have another Braisa. Erev Tisha B'av, lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin, lo yochal basav lo yishtei yayin. Erev Tisha B'av, you're not allowed to eat two cooked dishes, you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's what Meir's opinion. Chachamim omrim yishane. Chachamim say, no, you just have to change things a little bit. Umimayit b'basav b'yayin, and just eat less meat and less wine. Ketzad memayit, how are you memayit? If you ate a litra, like a certain measurement, a pound of meat, so eat less than a pound. If you normally drink a lug of wine, drink half a lug on Erev Tisha B'av. Chatzi lug yayin. If you made a ragil kol liquor, aser. And if you don't normally eat these things, you just eat a little bit here and there, so then you should totally not eat meat or drink wine. Am Shimon Gamliel Omer, Im hayo ragil echol tznon o maliach, Achar Seudas Harushus Biyadu. He says, if you normally eat dessert, like you normally eat a radish after your meal for your dessert, or you normally eat maliach, something salty after your meal for kinuach, so you're allowed to continue doing that, even on Erev Tisha B'av. Tanya Idach, another brisa teaches us Kol Shu Mishum Tisha B'av Aser Lechol Basar V'Aser Lishtos Yain. So any meal that you're eating because of Tisha B'av, like to prepare you for Tisha B'av, so you should not eat meat or drink wine at that meal. The Aser Lirchot, and the Aser Lirchot, and you're also once you do that, you're also not, you have to stop washing yourself. You can't do Rechitza at that time either. Kol She'enu Mishum Tisha B'av, but any meal that you're not eating to prepare for Tisha B'av, then mutar lechol basav lishtos yain v'aser lirchotz. So then you're not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, but it's still aser to do rechitza. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Amar Mishum Me'aviv Kol Shosh Mutar Lechol Basar Mutar Lirchotz. He says no. If you could still eat meat, then you could still wash. The whole prohibition of washing is only when you can't eat meat anymore. Well, if you could still eat meat, you could still wash. Okay, let's see if we could do the next brisa. Tanu Rabbanan kol mitzvos hanoagos ba'avel noagos b'tishu b'av. Any mitzvah that applies to avelos applies to Tisha B'av. Aser ba'achila, you're not allowed to eat. U'b'shtia, to drink. U'b'sicha, to anoint. U'b'nilas ha'sandal, to wear leather shoes. U'b'tashmish amita, and to have marital relations. V'yosel likros ba'torah, you're not allowed to learn Torah. B'nevim u'b'ksuvim, not allowed to learn Tanakh. V'lishnos b'mishnah, you're not allowed to learn Mishnah. B'talmud, u'b'medrish, u'b'halachos, u'b'agadosh, you're not allowed to learn any of these things. Avakori hu b'makom she'eno ragi likros. But you're allowed to read something, some psukim that you're not familiar with. Why? Because reading psukim that you're not familiar with is very difficult. It's not going to make you very happy. B'shorah b'makom she'eno ragi lishnos. You're allowed to learn mishnayos that you're not familiar with. B'kori b'kinos. You're allowed to read. Kinos here refers to Eicha. B'iov hu b'dvarim haroyim shebiyirmiya. You're allowed to read Eicha, Iov, and the bad parts of Yirmiya, because those things are sad. B'tinokol shabes rabban b'teilin. And no kids are allowed to learn Torah. Why? Because kids really get a geshmak. Kids really enjoy learning. Mishum shneimar, all these things are because the pasuk says, "Pikuli Hashem yishar misam chilev," that the mitzvos of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, is joyous and it makes your heart happy. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afin Okori b'makom shino ragi likros ve'ino shono b'makom shino ragi lishnos. He says, no, this business about learning things you're not familiar with, Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do that. You cannot learn things even if you're not familiar with them, because that is still going to bring you joy. Aval Kori hu be'iov u'bekinos u'bedvarim harem shebe'irim. But he says, I agree that you're allowed to read Iov and Eicha and those bad parts of Yirmi. I agree that you're allowed to do that. B'tinokos shabes rabba b'telimbo. I also agree that kids should not go to yeshiva. B'shum shenemar p'kudei Hashem yisharim misam chilev. Okay, we'll stop here.
I like that face.